Manu Patra alerts dated the 26th of September 2019. Supreme Court has favored fixing accountability of intermediaries such as WhatsApp and Facebook when social media is used to threaten integrity and sovereignty of the nation, or for hate speeches and pornography. The court in its order has underlined why it could be important to know details of the originators of messages on social media platforms. Madras High Court has pulled up the police, asking why former All India and Dravida Munnetra Kazhagam, AIADMK, Councillor C.G. Agarwal is yet to be arrested 13 days after the accident, thereby seeking progress in the case of the death of a 23-year-old techie in Chennai. Supreme Court has set aside an order of the National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, and National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, thereby quashing the insolvency proceedings against Jignesh Shah and Pushpa Shazla, Fin Financial Services. Supreme Court has noted that the medium of instruction, whether it be Hindi, English, Bengali or some other language, would be wholly irrelevant to discover as to whether the said school was founded by a linguistic minority for the purpose of imparting education to members of its community. Supreme Court has noted that the higher courts should not stay an order of maintenance unless there are very exceptional reasons. The court observed that a husband or father was duty-bound to maintain his wife and child. Moreover, unless there are very special reasons, the higher court should not normally stay such an order. Supreme Court has ruled that the right of minority institutions is not absolute and is amenable to regulation. The court observed, the protection granted to minority educational institutions to admit students of their choice is subject to reasonable restrictions. Allahabad High Court has stayed the arrest of senior Samajwadi Party leader Azam Khan in 27 cases of alleged grabbing of land. The court passed the order on a petition filed by the former Uttar Pradesh minister, challenging the FIRs registered between the 13th of July and the 20th of July. Delhi High Court has directed the AAP government and the municipal corporations of the national capital to make a policy for controlling the population of monkeys, stray cattle and dogs on city roads and court premises. The court asked the Delhi government and the civic bodies to constitute a committee, if required, to make the scheme or policy. Allahabad High Court has granted bail to four accused, including Bijlang Dal leader Rigesh Raj, whose alleged role in instigating the locals had hogged national headlines. This order comes in less than 3 months after the UP government sanctioned sedition case against 44 jailed accused in the December 2018 Bulandshahr violence. Karnataka High Court, KHC, has directed a magistrate to entertain a bail plea and pass appropriate orders as per law. The court observed that it goes without saying that if a person was arrested and not produced before the jurisdictional court, he was entitled to maintain a petition under Section 437 of the Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973, before the magistrate. Delhi High Court has clarified that the Central Bureau of Investigation was not required to furnish Final Report Part 1 unless the facts warrant exceptional circumstances. The court noted that access to the report could not be made in ordinary course as it was an internal document of the said investigation agency. Uttarakhand High Court has noted that strikes and court boycotts by lawyers are illegal. The court has further warned that strict action would be taken against advocates who opt to participate in strikes. Central Information Commission, CIC, has permitted the CBI to withhold information relating to expenses incurred on the extradition process of embattled liquor baron Vijay Mallya from the UK, calling it as administrative spending which is out of the ambit of the transparency law. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has directed Jet Airways Committee of Creditors, COC, to distribute interim funding within 15 days. The resolution professional had filed a miscellaneous application appealing for interim funding of 63 crore rupees. Special Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, Court has remanded senior Congress leader D.K. Shivakumar to judicial custody till the 1st of October in a money laundering case. Shivakumar was produced before the CBI court as the enforcement directorate's custody of the Congress leader had expired. SEBI has while easing the regulatory framework for foreign portfolio investors simplified KYC requirements for them and permitted them to carry out off-market transfer of securities. Besides, the regulator has broad-based the classification for foreign portfolio investors and simplified their registration process. National Green Tribunal, NGT, has directed the Delhi government to formulate guidelines pertaining to the regulation of banquet halls across the city, while stating that violation of environmental norms has an adverse effect on public health.